One of the most recurrent themes in the Bible is related to the praise of God. I went to one of these websites to search the word praise, and it found 378 verses for that version of the Bible. Then I did the same exercise for the word worship, and it found 254 results. And you can keep doing the same thing with similar words related to praise, and you will find many other results. My point is, brethren, that praise is important in the Bible. Praise matters. So, for today's sermonette, we're going to cover three questions. We can cover more, but we're just going to focus on three questions. Who should praise God? When and how? So we'll not be able to cover all aspects, of course, but we're going to focus on a couple of aspects per question. So first question, who should praise God? Let's go to Psalm 150 for that. If you join me reading Psalm 150, is it only for those with a beautiful voice, or those who know how to play an instrument, or who should praise God? Psalm 150 says, "Let everything that has breath praise the Lord." Do you have breath, brethren? I think most of us should. If you're able to speak, you certainly have. We should all then praise God. There will be a moment when all humankind will be praising God, as we all know. But right now, the church is commissioned especially to praise God, because we are the ones who are called right now. So we should be praising God. It doesn't matter if you are not in tune, if you don't have a beautiful voice, if you don't know how to play an instrument. What matters is that you do it from the heart. You know the first great commandment that Jesus spoke about, right? Love God with all your heart, right? So this is the most important thing, to do it with all your heart. Now let's go to our second question. When should we praise God? Because it is our commission, it's the church who has to praise the Lord. Certainly in the good times, this is a very appropriate opportunity that we have today for praising God during the feast of God, during the feast of unleavened bread. During the Sabbath, it's also very important to do it. When we are blessed, when we have an answered prayer, we should also praise God. We feel like we should do it, right? I think we've all been in that situation when we have an answered prayer and we just feel like we want to praise God, right? And that's all appropriate. But what about the bad times? Should we also praise God when we are suffering, when we are not in the very best time of our life, when we don't get an answered prayer, when we are suffering sickness, or maybe we don't get the job that we applied for, we don't get the scholarship? Well, the Bible says we should, brethren. If you'll please join me to read Acts chapter 16, we're going to cover an important concept here. And that is praising God in advance. Even before God acts, we can praise God. Because praise can open chains and open doors. Can break chains and open doors. So Acts chapter 16, verse 22, it says, talking about Paul and Silas, it says, verse 22, "Then the multitude rose up together against them, and the magistrates tore off the clothes and commanded them to be beaten with rods. And when they had laid many stripes on them, they threw them into prison, commanding the jailer to keep them securely." Verse 24, "Having received such a charge, he put them into the inner prison and fastened their feet in the stocks." So not the best of the situations to be in, but as incredible as it might sound, Paul and Silas started to praise God in this very difficult situation. Before preparing this sermon, brethren, I never thought about this, like praising God as another tool that we have to get closer to God. Maybe you have, you know. All of us get the different concepts at different times, you know. But when I was in a difficult situation, what I usually did was going into my knees and praying to God, and perhaps fasting, perhaps meditation. You know, these are the tools that we usually use. But praising God can also be an important tool that we use, right? So, verse 26, praising God in advance before God acted in the middle of the suffering. It says, suddenly there was a great earthquake so that the foundations of the prisons were shaken and immediately all the doors were opened. And that was just when they started singing. It says in verse 25, but at midnight Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God. These are two different ways in which we can praise God. Praying and singing hymns to God. And just when they were doing that, this miracle happened. So praising God in advance can break chains and open doors. Now, let's go to our third and final question. How should we praise God? We already covered two ways, actually. We mentioned that through singing and through praying. And actually also said a third way, with our whole heart. Right? So these are three ways. But let's cover two additional aspects. And one is by obeying God's command. John 14, verse 15. John 14, 1-4, verse 15. It says, if you love me, keep my commandments. In other words, if you want to praise me, keep my commandments. Or if you love me, keep my commandments. So today, it's one way in which we can praise God, by coming here and obeying his commandment of keeping the day of unleavened bread, right? And specifically by the offering that we are commanded to give in Deuteronomy chapter 16, which we will be hearing by Mr. Mendez a little bit later. So keeping the commandments of God is an additional way in which we can praise God. And the fourth way, which I like to cover, is through our work. Whether you are a teacher, a plumber, a student, a retired person, a housewife, it doesn't really matter. Colossians 3, if you go with me to Colossians 3, chapter 3, verse 23, tell us clearly who we work for. Colossians 3, verse 23 says, and whatever you do, do it heartily. Again, how should we do it? With our whole heart. As to the Lord and not to men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward of the inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ. In other words, God is our real boss. In closing, who should praise God? Everyone. But right now, especially the church. When should we do it? In the good times, but also in trials and in advance as well. And how should we do it? Through singing, praying with our whole heart, by obeying God's commandments, through our offerings, and through our work, whatever we do. Let's finish with Psalm 100, brethren. If you'll please go to Psalm 100. Now that we have just passed the Passover, and we know that we have direct access to the throne of God. Psalm 100 and verse 4 says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise.